Hi, I'm from Project Lima, and I'll just take you through what our project was. Gloucester Research is a company that analyses the stock market, looking for trends that they find useful in automated trading. It was our job to provide them a visualization of a New York Stock Exchange just to make their lives a little easier. Going into this project, we had three main challenges. First, the data was given in real time. If there was something interesting going on with the data, we needed to report it to the user when they could still act on it. Second, we were dealing with real data with real accuracy constraints. Little bugs and little errors could lead Gloucester Research into false conclusions and make them carry out potentially costly operations. And finally, our data needed to be displayed on multiple platforms to multiple users at the same time. Also, we really didn't know how the stock market worked. Let me just quickly bring you up to date with how the stock market works so you can follow the rest of our presentation. Don't worry, it'll only take about 30 seconds. Brokers place buy or sell orders to the stock exchange. The stock exchange keeps track of an order book. There's one for every stock. This says who wants to buy how much, who wants to sell how much, and at what prices. The stock exchange also tries to match buy and sell orders. So here we see it's found a match, and it's executed the order. This may, in Bob's case, leave the order entirely completed, or in Andrew's case, leave it only partially fulfilled. Our project can be split into roughly three sections: the live client, the server, and the web client. But before I go on to that, in a few slides' time, we'll be bringing up an URL and a QR code. So if any of you have smartphones on you, you'll be able to view a live demonstration of our product. Oh, sorry. The live client. The purpose of the live client is to simulate a New York Stock Exchange using a set of sample data files which we were given. This makes it unnecessary to connect to the actual exchange during testing and will allow the server to play back historical data in real time. The server receives and interprets data from the stock exchange. It uses this to replicate the order book that the stock exchange has. It is capable of handling over 10,000 updates a second and maintains as much historical data as possible, using Java's garbage collection to throw away data only when it is absolutely necessary. The data is then fed into an event-driven directed graph of statistics calculations so that the result of one calculation can be fed straight into the next. These calculations themselves can also store and can retrieve statistics from the database and can output them directly to the web client. And then we have the web client. So as it says here, the web client receives data from the server and displays the data in graphs and tables. I'm just going to go into these into a bit more detail, but I'll progress the slide one further to allow you to view the demonstration, as I said before. You can choose whichever type of graph you are, but then you've got to enter in a stock ID. I recommend Apple, which is AAPL, or Microsoft, which is MSFT. So, the web client. The data is displayed from the web client, received from the server in real time. It's filtered, formatted, and rendered in the form of graphs and tables. By making the client stateful, we're able to shift the graphical processing away from the server and onto the client side, resulting in an overall more loosely coupled application with a lower bandwidth requirement. And here we can see the output. The interface is modular, and you can add, change, mix and match panels as you see fit. Here we can see an example of the order book visualization. This graph allows you to see the volumes of bids and their distribution, providing the visualization of the order book we said before. We can also see how the best and worst prices vary with time. This is what most of you will imagine when you think of stock market data. I'm running out of time, so I need to skip ahead a bit. This is what you should hopefully be seeing on your phones at the moment. In conclusion, I believe we managed to accomplish what we set out to do, putting together a reliable, extensible, and good-looking system, which our client is happy with. That is all I have to say. Goodbye, thank you for listening, and please vote for us.